Welcome back to Slugcast. My name is Maya, and if you remember me, I'm a recent UCSC grad who spent a lot of time here talking about science, animals, and campus life. So since I'm officially an alum, today's episode is all about what I wish I knew as a freshman. We're spicing it up by busting some UCSC myths and legends along the way. Think of this as a little virtual care package from me to you, the brand new baby slugs. Okay. Advice letter number one. Dear baby slug, go to office hours. I know it sounds intimidating, but professors are usually excited to talk to students, and they always want to help. Some of the best connections and opportunities start with just showing up and saying hi. I know it's totally scary, especially if you're an introvert like me, but also it's not that serious. And if it's for a class you really enjoy, that's even more of a reason to either want to do well in that class or just see what the professor can offer you. And speaking of intimidating things, no, licking a banana slug won't paralyze your tongue forever. It'll feel kind of numbing because of their mucus chemistry, but it's totally temporary. Their slime actually contains chemicals that act as an anesthetic. And please, maybe just admire them instead. I've also seen some unfortunate squished slugs, so also watch your step. Okay, advice letter 2. Dear baby slug, say yes to trying new things. UCSC has clubs for literally everything, from improv to mushroom hunting. I definitely go to Cornucopia at the beginning of the year and check out the huge variety of tables. Also check out the intramural sports available, or I know there are hiking groups too. It all starts with being curious. Don't worry about being bad at something. Freshman year is just your experimental phase. And while we're on experiments, let's bust another myth. Mountain lions. Yes, they're around campus sometimes, but sightings are pretty rare. Deer, raccoons, and turkeys are way more likely to cross your path. I worked for a puma tracking internship my sophomore year, and we literally only saw like 2 over the course of 3 months, and even then, they're pretty far away. Also, fair warning, the turkeys are so loud in the spring. That's when their mating season is, and I had major beef with them when I lived on campus. Okay, advice letter 3. Dear baby slug, it's okay to be homesick or feel lost. Everyone around you is adjusting too, even if they look confident. Lean on your community, friends, roommates, campus resources. You're not alone. I personally felt super homesick for the first few months after moving to UCSC. I was 6 hours away driving from home, and it was just after the COVID pandemic. I had no friends. I barely ate in the beginning of the year, and I trauma bonded with my roommates. But the things I did that helped me to ease out of that were getting outside, taking classes I thought sounded awesome, even if it didn't fit in my academic plan. I mean, you're a freshman, you have the elbow room for sure. And lastly, just exploring the town of Santa Cruz. I went a lot of places alone just out of curiosity, like the beach, downtown, on random hikes, thrift stores. But just make sure you're being safe and have time to catch the bus. The bus is seriously your best friend. Alright, and finally, the fog. Why is it always rolling in like some moody blanket? That's UCSC's microclimate. Our redwood forest meets coastal weather system. It keeps campus cool and mysterious, and it's part of what makes this place unique. Kind of like a Twilight movie. Oh, also, definitely take advantage of being able to see the constellations. I wasn't even into astronomy before, and I took some classes. I took one class at UCSC, and I was hooked. The Eastfield or Oaks Meadow is the perfect place to go. So, baby slugs, remember, take risks, even if they're small, stay curious, and don't believe everything you hear. College isn't about being perfect, or being crazy, or even proving yourself. It's about learning and adapting. Find what makes you excited. So, welcome to the forest. You've got this.